Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Time Out for Music. Bulgarian folk singer Danislav Kehayov enchants with his magical voice even people who are not the biggest fans of folk music. Some time ago, Danislav made a real furor in the social networks with his spontaneous video shot under the rotunda of Utah state capital. He sang the Rodopi song Rufinka. That piece had hundreds of thousands of shares and comments. Many people claim that that music fragment, which lasts for approximately 1 minute, reveals the beauty of the traditional Bulgarian music, and all fans of folk music are really proud of Danislav's performance.
Free.
You've listened to the piece Pozgodila Issei Sifrida to the rendition of Danislav Kekhayov. Danislav, who celebrates his 50th birth anniversary in 2017, has dedicated his talent and knowledge to Bulgarian folklore. He made over 400 recordings in the Bulgarian National Radio. Danislav is also a music teacher, a radio host, and event coordinator. In 2010, his popularity took him to St. Petersburg, where he was elected a chairman of the Slavonic Road International Organization, which was established to help children and students who study traditional art of Slavonic nations. Danislav Kekhayov recently became artistic leader of Pirin Blagoevgrad Folk Ensemble, with the ambition to restore its magnificence and fame. Next, listen to Edna Beshe Nedelya, performed by Danislav Kekhayov. Danislav Kekhayov is born in the coastal town of Neseba in a family of musicians. His mother was born in the village of Glavan, Stara Zagora district. Danislav admits that every time he went to his mother's village, he learned songs, fairy tales and legends from the local elderly people. He inherited the love in Macedonian songs from his father's family because his grandfather's forerunners came from the Aegean region. Once, Danislav met luckily Rusko Stefanov, who was a music teacher at the National School of Folk Arts in Kotel, and got addicted to music ever since. His parents encouraged him to develop in that field. When Danislav graduated from the German language high school in Burgas, where he was encouraged to continue singing by his music teacher Maria Markova, he joined PC Hilandarsky University and the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts in the city of Plovdiv, central South Bulgaria. Currently, Danislav is working on his doctorate in male folk singing. He made a series of music tours worldwide. In 2005, Danislav Kehayov was recognized by the American Biographical Institute in North Carolina for his exceptional merits and contribution to the art field. Next, listen to the piece Zagradile Dulger Dobri to the rendition of Danislav Kehayov and Galina Dormushliska. To me, folk music is not merely a profession, it is my life, says Danislav. I have been delving into the infinite matter of the local folklore over the years. The more I know about folklore, the more I realized that I have a lot more to learn. I realized a long time ago that singing is not enough for me. That is why I majored music pedagogy, dramaturgy and art management. I launched a very interesting festival of ethnic groups. I had the Municipal School of Arts and Sunny Beach Ensemble in Neseba. I have been serving as artistic director of perhaps the most attractive folklore ensemble in Bulgaria, Pirin. It was a great challenge to get in charge of that structure. The ensemble consists of 85 celebrated Bulgarian artists. Professionalism in Pirin Ensemble is at a very high level. Currently, I am preparing two new music shows, and I hope that we will be able to present them to the audience next year. We organized various music tours in Bulgaria and abroad. I would like to fulfill as many new music projects as possible, Danislav says in conclusion.
Крафта есть.